AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. It's one of the biggest cheating scandals of its kind in the country. 11 former Atlanta public school educators were convicted today of racketeering for their role in a scheme to inflate students' scores on standardized exams.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty. 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 Guilty.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says the jury sent a strong message to all teachers in the Atlanta area about adhering to the rules.
The jurors did that because they recognized the historic importance of this decision as it related to the Atlanta community. And so we really want to thank them.
The defendants, including teachers, a principal, and other administrators, were accused of falsifying test results in order to collect bonuses or keep their jobs in the Atlanta school system. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.